So there was a man who would go to the pub each day, and he would always have three beers. And it was always three, never more, never less. So after a while, the bartender asked him, you know, why do you always have three beers? You never have less, you never have more. And he said, oh, that's a good question. Well, I have three brothers. We live all around the world. And so each day, we each drink three beers to remember the other two brothers that are not with us. He said, oh, that's a nice tradition. Well, one day, the man came in. He only ordered two beers. And the bartender said, I'm sorry for your loss. Clearly, one of the brothers must have passed away. He said, no, you'll be happy to know my brother is fine. We're all three still around, but I've decided to give up beer for Lent. I'll be here all Lent. So, you know, we can be legalistic about our Lenten sacrifices or sort of see them as just something that we do on a schedule. But to my mind, there's sort of three ways that we celebrate Lent, three things that we can do, three sort of resolutions. The first is what we often think about as giving up something for Lent. And this is often maligned now as sort of simplistic or not necessary, but it really is a good thing. It's the person who gives up chocolate or all three beers or, you know, something in their life that they enjoy. That's not a bad thing. That's not a vice. That's not a sin. But that they give up freely. And this does two things. First, it tells God that even though I like this thing, which is not necessarily a moral evil, I'm going to give it up of my own free will to show my love for you, that as much as I love this created thing, I love the Creator even more. It also allows us to tell ourselves no to something. So there's something that we want that our body is used to receiving from us. So that chocolate or whatever it is, that coffee. Well, when we tell our body no, and we decide that we're going to exert our will, when something does come that is sinful, we're already used to saying no to the thing that we want. So it helps us in the moral life. The second type of thing that we give up is something that is sinful. The sin of gossip, or of dishonesty, or of lust, or whatever it is. Everybody has their own individual sin that they tend towards. And to really make it a focus to avoid that sin, not just during Lent, but let it be grow into a habit that goes beyond Lent. So when we see ourselves going into a situation where we tend to gossip, being ready for that and avoiding it. And as we continue to avoid that gossip or that cursing or whatever, we come out of Lent having built up a new habit, a habit of virtue as opposed to vice. And then the third is to actually do something for Lent. And I think we can do all three of these things, by the way. To do something for Lent is a great thing because that builds up another habit, something that replaces the bad habits that we're trying to get rid of. And it can be in two parts. It can be something particular that we're doing during Lent. So, for instance, I'm reading a little set of reflections by Bishop Barron, and I'll obviously not continue to do that after Lent. But the hope is that by spending that time reading these reflections, I'll be hungry for more different reflections after Lent is over. Or you can build up something like praying the rosary and say, during these 40 days, I'm going to build up the habit of praying the daily rosary, which is the greatest of all devotions. And then by doing that, we can continue to keep that habit alive after Lent. All of these things that we can either deprive ourselves of or give ourselves is all about one thing, the love of God. Because the love of God is found in the virtuous person. And virtue and vice are both lived out in habits. We become habitually virtuous, or we become habitually a person of vice. So, during Lent, identify those areas where you tend towards vice and get rid of them. And identify one or two areas where you can find virtue and build that into your life. I always say this, I said this in my homily last night, but I think it's a good thing that's really helped me, is to write down the things that you're doing and avoiding and put it by your bed. And in the morning, remind yourself of the things that you're doing and the things that you're avoiding. And in the evening, take 2 minutes and just examine your conscience and see how you did that day. And then decide to do better the next day. This makes every day intentional at the beginning and the end of the day. And it helps us not to just lose track of Lent. Not to have, like happens so often, for myself included, where it's Ash Wednesday one day, and we think we have all this time, and then we blink and it's Good Friday, and we haven't done anything. If we make each day intentional, and we know what we're about in the sacrifices we make and in the virtues we practice, then this will be the greatest Lent ever.